What's going on, everybody? Tony Velasco here, and welcome to episode number 9 of the Tony V Project. And in honor of International Women's Day, I brought in 3 of our management staff here in Valencia. I would have brought all of our women managers. Jen, unfortunately, she's grinding away hard down in South Bay, but she is another badass that would have been awesome to be on here. So, Jen, we'll have to figure out another time for you to be on the show. But a huge thank you to each and every one of these guys for setting aside some time to come on. And literally, I just want to kind of go around and we'll start this whole thing off. We'll kind of do a little bit of a rapid fire question thing, ask each and every one of these ladies kind of what their thoughts are on National Women's Day and what it means to them. And just kind of go with that. And I'm obviously, we are probably close to 50% when it comes to women in management positions here at Afterburn. So I feel that a strong individual is a strong individual, man or woman. I want someone that's going to grind hard and take no bullshit, basically. And these are 3 individuals that definitely emulate that. So we'll go this way. And then we'll wrap it up with Noam. But why don't you guys start off by giving your name, saying what International Women's Day means to you, and that's what we'll get this thing going.
Okay. I'm Allison Velasco, and I do a little bit of everything around here, basically from payroll, apparel, that kind of thing. So I actually came from a corporate background, saw that Tony was opening up a gym, and was like, you know what? I want to have a part of that. So I was able to come around and from the very beginning and help open up the gym. And it's been a lot of hard work and it's been really awesome. But, you know, International Women's Day to me is, I'm not really sure. I had to actually look up when it kind of began because we weren't really sure on the background. I feel like it's one of those things where it's kind of like my mom says on Mother's Day, like, Mother's Day should be every day. Like, why isn't International Women's Day, like, why isn't it every day? Like, why can't we all, you know, be equal and show how valuable we are every day in the workplace and at home? And just, I don't feel like there needs to be, like, one specific day to celebrate that. So that's just kind of my 2 cents. I didn't celebrate yesterday any different than I usually do. I came to work. I worked hard, got all my stuff done, interacted with everyone, and then went home. So that's kind of my feeling on it.
But, right on.
Yeah.
My name is Danny Peterson. I have been with the company maybe 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I just recently took on the HR and accounting for the company. And I was a stay-at-home mom before then. And, you know, National Women's Day kind of frustrates me a little bit. I don't really understand why we have to separate all of us. I just don't think that there's a need for it. I don't feel oppressed. I don't, you know, and that's just something that for me is kind of frustrating that we continue to kind of separate everybody. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much.
Do you think that's a mindset thing? So like when you say you don't feel oppressed,
yeah,
because obviously there's lots of women that do feel oppressed.
Absolutely.
Do you think it's simply because you don't, this is one of the things, like one of the things that I think is a big part of what makes me who I am is that I really don't care about other people's opinions too much. You know what I mean? Obviously, when it comes to work and collaborating, coming up with ideas from a business standpoint, obviously collaboration is good. But when it comes to this person, you know, either doesn't like me or does, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I have a goal and a destination, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. If you're in my way, either I'm going to go over, around, or through you.
Yeah.
And so I think if you have that mindset, then oppression doesn't matter because if there is oppression, right, then you're just going to go through
it.
That's
true.
And so is the mindset then to maybe the message to deliver to women to just have that mindset?
Like, definitely.
Don't let oppression hold you back. Let it fire you up so that you're like, you want to oppress me? Go for it. I'm still going to get to where I want to get to.
Yeah. Definitely. And I think for me, a lot of it comes from how I was brought up. I mean, my mom was a working mom. They always taught me that, you know, my brother and I could do exactly the same. We were never held to different standards. And I've been lucky enough to be around, you know, in a company like this where we have just as many women on our management team as we do men. And it just, for me, it just, it's never been a, well, you're a girl, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. And maybe it is just because of how I was brought up. And so that's my mindset. So it never even crossed my mind. So then to make a whole day about it, I think it's just always kind of struck me as odd.
That's true. I feel like it's like with anything, like you find what you're good at. Like if you're a really good mom and that's what you're comfortable and happy with doing, then you shouldn't feel oppressed. If you're really good in the workplace and you're a really good manager, then you shouldn't feel oppressed. And totally. I think it's just finding that your strengths and what you're good at and feeling comfortable in your own skin
and what you love
and finding what you yeah. love. Exactly. And then I feel like you're comfortable. You tend to have a tendency not to feel that way. So
totally semi off topic before we get to Noam, but Danny, as the sole mom on this panel right now, mom does count.
Mr. Danger.
One and a half moms here.
Thank you.
Do you think that, for you obviously, mm-hmm. do you think that the role of being a stay-at-home mom, which you were for a long time prior to recently,
yep.
is undervalued by the general population?
Not really. I always felt super blessed to be able to stay home with my kids. I mean, I absolutely loved what I did. It never felt undervalued. I mean, it's tough. It's a hard job. And anybody who thinks that, you know, having coffee and watching your kids run around and that's all you do all day, I mean, is absolutely crazy. But I never felt undervalued. And just to be clear, like my whole thing with the oppression, I'm not saying that women who stay home are less than women who work or anything like that. And I hope that didn't come across that way. But no, I mean, I didn't feel like I was underappreciated as a stay-at-home mom. I also realized that I wanted to I wanted to show my girls. I have two little girls at home and I wanted them to also see, you know, what you can do whatever you want in life. Like, for me, my passion was fitness. My passion is working. I like doing that. And I made the choice to go back to work because it was something I liked to do. I wanted them to know that they could also do that. They didn't have to get married and have kids and that was all they were going to do.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's a bad thing. If that's what they want to do, I think that's awesome. I mean, it wasn't for me to do, you know, till the end of time.
Yeah.
It just wasn't for me. I just wasn't finding... when they're home, when they're at school all day, what am I going to do all day? I mean, for me, that's just, it was just tough. So
I think it's cool even to see your girls firsthand. Like they come in, they help with odd jobs around the office and they absolutely love it. Like we give them little things
they
to do and they have so much
they
fun.
They love to shred stuff.
They do. They love the shredder. The shredder is their favorite, but it's cool to see them like come up with these habits and like different ideas of like working is fun from such a young age. Like it's not
for sure.
something that has to be a bad thing. Like they actually like look forward to coming
in. No, and they take pride in it. Uh-huh. And, you know, they like being able to come in and make little decisions that they feel like they're helping. I mean, so I think it's important. I think it instills a really important, you know, quality for when they're adults. I mean, those are kind of things that you need to instill
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, it's going to be rough when they're older.
For sure.
No, it's not built in.
No. What about you, Noam?
So, I'm Naomi. I am our operations manager over at the Valencia location. I don't know how long I've been here. A long time.
Long time.
I was like a client of Tony's.
Oh, yeah.
Like right when Afterburn opened. And then...
Remember that? You guys used to box.
I was a trainer. Yeah. I was a trainer for a while, which I still do. And then, I don't know. I've been managing for a while. I don't know. I love it. I think time flies. So, yeah. And what does International Women's Day mean to me? To be honest, it doesn't really mean anything to me. it's not special to me. I can see why other people value it. I'm kind of with Danny in that it's sometimes irritating. It's irritating to be, like, put in a box. I understand why other people feel power by doing so. Like, oh, I'm a woman, and so now I need to separate myself and I'm going to empower other women, and that's the only way to do that, so they feel. I don't feel that way. I feel like at what Allison said, like, why can't we bring each other up every single day? Like, if I think a girl or a guy is doing a good job, I'm just going to tell them. I'm not going to wait and celebrate it on a special day. And, like, I understand that, like, to be a woman and to have felt oppressed is something that maybe a lot of women feel. I'm with Danny. I don't feel that way. I've never felt oppressed. I just wake up every day. I'm happy. I come to work. I get treated just like everyone else. And to your credit, like, it is a mindset thing. but I think that a lot of people also have the mindset of, like, they say that we give little girls, we put them in dance and we give them these, like, gentle things. Or I read an article the other day that was like, we, for little girls, what we do is we don't push them. Like, when you have a boy and they fall down, when you're raising your kids, they fall down, you go, it's okay. When you have a little girl, you cuddle them and you pick them up. That is true. Like, there has been differences in raising men and women. But as adults, as we all sit here, like, are we different because we were raised that way or because we're just different? Like, there's strengths and differences that men and women have that are different than each other. And I value those differences. I don't think there's weakness in those differences. And I think it's poor to say for our society to say, oh, let's make everyone the same. Like, we can be fair. Fairness and sameness are different. If all of us were exactly the same, we would suck at so many things because we would not be picking up
exactly
where each other's weaknesses are. And, like, it doesn't have anything to do with your gender or the color of your skin or how tall you are or how short you are or what you like to eat. Like, it just, it's irrelevant, in my opinion. So that's where I stand with it, and that's why I don't personally value it. I see why others value it, but I value the differences that men and women have. And, like I said, like, I think it's a failure, and it's sad for our society to say to be fair is to be the same, and that's not true.
How do we – because I'm with you guys, both your guys' comments about the – like, you come in, you grind hard, you do your thing. Like, to me, National Women's Day is a day that – and I hope this doesn't come off wrong, but I think – it's not for Naomi and Danny and Allison. Yeah. It's for the ones, not even the ones that necessarily feel oppressed, but maybe the quiet ones. The ones that don't necessarily have that voice.
Yeah.
So that, because you guys are, and my goal and what I think the benefit to National Women's Day is to hopefully just for those ones that are quiet, to give them that mindset. And I think that should be the message. It shouldn't be the message of, hey, you're oppressed, stand up for yourself. It should be, go get whatever the fuck you want. Like,
yeah.
Go do shit.
Yeah.
Don't let anything stop you. You're going to, it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, we would all be blind and naive if we were to think that, like, there is zero oppression for
sure.
Women
for sure.
In the world. Like,
sure.
We're fortunate. Well, you guys are fortunate, I guess. That's an odd way of putting it. Like it doesn't happen here. That's not a part of, obviously, our value
yeah.
system whatsoever. But I'm sure there are other companies where that kind of stuff happens. Obviously, it's, you know, there's... I've even seen stuff happen to guys, like, in the entertainment industry, right? Like, obviously, that's a huge thing going on right now. But I guess my thing is if it's a message to them, like, complaining, right? And I think this goes across for all things, whether you're talking about men, women, whatever. Like, complaining won't do anything. Like, it just doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So use this as the platform to just go do shit. Go execute.
Yeah.
Be yourself, right? Like, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom and you want to do that, like, do that. Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and that should be encouraged for those that want to do it. At the same time, if you want to go and fucking climb the corporate ladder, do everything in your power to not let it stop you. And if you bring that, if you bring value, like, if you're in a
company,
if you're in a company, this is to all women out there, if you're in a company right now and you believe that you bring tremendous value to said company, and you think that you're better than the guy that is above you on the corporate ladder or the guy next to you, and you guys are racing for a promotion, and either that guy got it or you think he's going to get it above you. If you believe that you have that tremendous value and you're feeling that, and that guy gets it over you, or you're better than that person above you and they're not promoting you, fucking leave.
Or
leave.
Say something.
Leave.
Yeah.
Say something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Instead
of
just sitting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because
and
guess what?
Yeah.
If one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to be happier because fuck that company, right? Like, yeah. It's just not worth it. There are plenty of other companies that are totally game to be in the new world where it's not all about the boys' club anymore. And two, that if you are as valuable as you say and think you are, then guess what? When you walk, they're going to realize they fucked up. Yeah, and they're sure. either going to come after you
yeah.
or they're going to suffer because of it. Yeah. But yeah. either way, like, you'll be good and whole yourself.
It's true. Life's point. Too short to settle. I mean, no one should be at a job where they don't feel appreciated no. and they feel,
no.
you know, yeah. like they're not getting the attention or, you know, praise that they deserve. Everyone should be, you know, working for better things and working to feel comfortable in the workplace. So yeah. I totally agree with that.
I also think we're fortunate enough to live, like, obviously we're coming from a perspective of, like, we live in America, right?
Right.
Obviously
for
our
sure.
feelings.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think it's
this.
Very
yeah,
different.
You go international and it's
yeah.
a whole different ballgame.
It's
yeah.
totally different. You know what I mean? So, like, yes, there's a lot of work that needs to be done that's not in America. Not to say there's not work that needs to be done here, but at the end of the day, like, we come from a place where, like, we were basically born into equality. Like, people can say, oh, we haven't had a woman president yet. Like, yeah, we haven't, but that doesn't mean that we're oppressed, you know what
yeah.
I mean? It just does, at least in America. So I think it's important to note that, like, we're coming from a perspective of, obviously, we're in America, so that's why we're talking about companies and things like that. And, like, yeah, there's work that needs to be done internationally, and that's a whole nother thing. But, like, mm-hmm. from our perspective, like, where we sit, just like what you said, if you're at a company and you feel like you are doing a good job, and, like, your belief should carry you anyways. Like, if you're in a company and you believe that you bring all this value and then they don't see it, is that really someone you want to
exactly.
work for?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
No, not really. And then if you go to another company, and maybe this is 5 or 10 times this happens to you, just keep trying. If it's something or you find that you're not fitting there, maybe life is telling you, like, hey, maybe this isn't, like, what your journey is. Like, maybe this isn't life. It has nothing to do with you being a woman.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
if you feel like you're not being heard, give yourself a chance by saying something. If you never say anything or you never have an action that speaks for you, then you have nothing. You didn't even try. You just sat there and said, okay. And then you're just a victim of your own life. You didn't choose to make your own path. You didn't choose to walk yourself anywhere. All you did was say, okay, and you laid over for life. And that's not, like Allison said, life is way too short to ever do that.
It's kind of cool. I feel like I'm seeing the same thing happen within the gym, too. I'm, like, seeing all of our female members. And,
yeah.
you know, everyone's moving away from the whole, you know, skinny.
Cardio.
Yeah, skinny cardio bunny. Yeah. Like, now everyone, like, it's pretty cool. Like, in South Bay the other day, some of our staff was working out. We're like, oh, you guys are working out? And they're like, yeah, we're working for the bigger booty. Like, that's everyone's goal now. And it's cool to see the shift in everyone's mindset. Like,
well, it's strength.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
healthy and fit. People aren't starving themselves. They're feeling
yeah.
their bodies with the right foods and
yeah.
nutrition and wanting to learn about that, too.
They're
and I think,
themselves.
Yeah. So I think people are overall happier with their own bodies, I hope.
It's
moving
it
in, continuing
definitely
to move.
Seems that
yeah,
way.
There's been a massive
Thanks,
shift,
at yeah.
least in the fitness community and industry. I would say in the, what, past 10 years?
Yeah.
Give
mm-hmm.
or take?
A lot.
Where, I mean, it was literally 10 years... Before 10 years ago, guys lifted weights and girls did cardio. And
yeah.
that was the thing.
Yeah.
And it is not like that anymore.
No.
And I mean just as many women lift weights as dudes lift weights nowadays.
For sure.
And there are some badass girls out there. Again, I think you mentioned Camille, but like Camille in South Bay and there's a
yeah.
ton of them. We have,
she
you know, Crystal here. I mean, there's a ton
yeah.
of them that
For
lift
sure.
weights who I would probably not lift next to because they might lift more than me.
Might or...
And I'm dealing with my own insecurities at that point. But,
I'm pretty
sure
Adam
it's really
everything.
Cool. It's really cool to see because I think even that, like that kind of confidence that those coaches
mm-hmm.
and that they instill that amongst the other women members, and I think it bleeds, as fitness
it
tends
does,
to do,
sure.
into everything else that
it's
you
so
do. I mean, if you come in here and you all of a sudden you're stronger and healthier and more confident, that's going to extend into your home life,
everything
work
you do.
Life, and
yeah.
everything
yep.
you do.
Everything
if you're
you do.
A badass chick that throws around weight at the gym,
yeah.
and that dude's not giving you the raise, you're going to go
yeah.
beat him up.
yeah.
You're not going to stick around.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Because you're confident in everything you do.
Yep.
So it all ties together. It's why I've always, I think a couple of people have asked me that question before. and why I think just exercising, period, is so important in everyday life, because it just, it gives you confidence in everything.
It does. I think so, too. Yeah. And I love, like, watching the acceptance of, like, women with, like, it's okay to have big legs, or, like, maybe I have big shoulders, but I find strength in that, or maybe I have, like, you said, a big butt or big thighs, and, like, there's strength in that, and there's value in that, and, like, that's so cool to see and watch. I'm like, instead of being or feeling shameful, like someone are like, oh, I'm just big and bulky. It's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm strong. Like, it's cool. It's fun to
people
watch.
People are starting to feel empowered by their one's insecurities. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing with it.
Well, and I think that's it. It's they're starting to feel empowered where they used to feel insecure.
And weak,
And taking that perspective of looking at the alternatives. Right. So, and I was going to ironically lead into like perspective when it comes to this it being International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And how, regardless of how far we've come and how far we still need to go with it in America, like it is 100% clear that there is a really fucking long way to go in places like Saudi Arabia, in the Middle East, and I mean, I don't even, you know. Countries all over the world where it's horrible.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's not to be, to take that perspective when we look at where women are at now. And is there still room for growth? Of course, 100%. But the perspective of having, look how far we've come, and let's continue that process, because the more we continue that process, rather than being like looking at the negative of where we're at. Look at the positive of where we're at and how much further we can go, because as we continue to go that direction, how much that could also not only help here, but impact the rest of the world as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely just from a mom's perspective, like that whole concept of being able to look my, I mean, all my kids, but look the girls in the eyes and let them know that you can do whatever you want. And coming from that perspective of obviously, you know, coming from America, they have that. They have the ability to pick whatever they want to do and do it. I mean, but with that being said, that doesn't mean it's going to be handed to them.
And that's the key. Yeah. I think that's the key is I am all about the you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. As long as that message is delivered with the second sentence, which is as long as you work ass off for it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you earn it.
Yeah.
Because there can also be that line with you can do whatever you want, and then if you don't tell them the second part, it's just
great.
Good, right. I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean? And, and there's an expectation level that comes with it. So as long as that second sentence is
there. Well, and then if they're walking into a company and they haven't done their homework, and all of a sudden they don't get that promotion, they can't then turn to the fact that I'm a woman and that's why I didn't get the promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to come just as prepared as the person sitting next to them.
I do think that's common though. I think that sometimes it's easy to look at like scapegoat, maybe like you have a true weakness that you don't want to look at and you say, oh, it's because I'm a woman, or oh, it's because I'm not this enough or something. When really you're just maybe not the right person for the job. It has nothing to do with that you're a woman or you're a man or whatever like your belief is, whoever you are, when you walk in, you didn't get that job because of a reason. To be able to identify and pinpoint that reason is of vital importance.
I think that's for sure.
But it's taking a real look at yourself instead of saying, oh, it's just because I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. That's why I wasn't hired. I'm lesser. That's it. No, I mean, you might believe that, but that could totally not be the truth. Ask them, why didn't you hire me? I guarantee you they'll tell you something that you probably didn't think if you're of the belief you weren't hired because of something petty like your looks, your skin tone, that you were a woman, something like that. Maybe someone's more qualified than you. Maybe someone's kinder than you. Maybe someone's just better at the job. Maybe someone, at the end of the day, as messed up as this sounds, maybe someone presented themselves better and looked better than you when they walked in that room and they looked confident because they felt good about themselves. So maybe it's you feel down on yourself or insecure that you're a woman, so you walk in, it shows. Don't hold yourself that way. Be proud.
Yep.
I'm a woman. I'm applying for a job. I'm able to do it. I'm blessed to be able to do so because I was born in America, and I can do just as good of a job as anybody else.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
It does. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys coming on.
Definitely.
And thank you, Jeremy. As always.
Thanks.
That's it, guys. Appreciate it.
Cool.
We'll be back next week for Double Digits, guys, episode 10. Later.